Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Freakishly Well-Behaved Kids. We decided to do a bit of a special and quick 15-minute episode today. And we wanted to talk to you more about being perfectly whelmed and not overwhelmed during the holidays, which, I mean, the day before Christmas Eve is quite an interesting day to tackle that. But anyway, let me introduce myself. I'm Dr. Jody Mullen, and this podcast is dedicated to helping parents and other professionals who are connected with children help children behave and be their best. I'm joined today again by my friend and co-podcaster here, Faye. And today, Faye and I are going to be talking about getting more in-depth with becoming perfectly whelmed. Hi, Faye.
Hi, Jody. Thanks for having me again.
You're welcome. Faye's a full-time marketing professional with tons and tons of side hustles. She can't even keep track of them, including her lifestyle and beauty blog. Rip Current is the name of her beauty blog. Check it out at Rip Current blog. She also gives us a cool perspective as a 20-something-year-old. So she's not too far out of, honestly, childhood, and also gives us that adult child perspective that can be so super helpful. So I'm not going to get too much into an introduction today, but more so really just wanting to focus on the ideas that we started to generate in the previous podcast, part one of being perfectly whelmed and not overwhelmed during the holidays. And you can check that out right here. But we wanted to really get a little bit more in depth with that, because even though we did, you know, a quickie 15-minute podcast on that, we figured we'd give you another half of it today. So the last thing I want to say before we go ahead and get really started in that is that if you want more information on parenting and children, you can check out my book, Raising Freakishly Well-Behaved Kids, that was inspired by children and the conversations in this podcast. Also, there's additional resources that you can find for parents and professionals on our clinical website, which is www.integrativeslang.us. And hang out with me on social media, on Instagram at Dr. Jody Mully, or at Facebook at Integrative Counseling. And the last thing, in case I wind up telling a story that's related to my clinical work, I make every effort to disguise any identifying information, and any likeness that you can identify is really just a coincidence. So that being said, how you doing, Faye, the day before Christmas Eve?
Good. I'm actually feeling decently, perfectly whelmed. Maybe not all the way there, but getting there.
But you're getting there, huh? So
yeah.
What are some of the things that you've been doing that you really find are working right now?
One thing has definitely been filling my own cup, scheduling things just to keep myself grounded. Like, I've been going to my yoga class and trying to take time to just enjoy a cup of coffee by myself in the morning. Those are two things I really look forward to and need.
Yeah. So those things have been helpful to you 100%. So what would you, that being said, would you make some recommendations about how people can make sure that they do that, that they are filling their well back up? Is there anything like in particular related to that?
Yeah, definitely. I think that sometimes, I've said this before in different episodes, but I think physically scheduling time to yourself on your calendar is really good. That works for me and it holds me like accountable for, doing my self-care. So I would say that if you kind of struggle with taking time to fill your own cup, then that might be something that could help.
Yeah. And I was just, I really appreciate that. And I was just talking to a parent a little bit about this. So I just want to put it in the parent perspective is you can, obviously doing it for yourself, but also even doing it for your children, right? So even if they're older children, like teenagers or adults saying like, we're going to do this for ourselves, or I'd like you to take some time for yourself and, you know, maybe watch a movie, play a video game, you know, come to yoga with mommy, you know, whatever it is. let's go for a walk, to like put those into the family schedule, I think is helpful. And again, you know, Faye, you just said this, and now I'm going to say it again too, is this is a repeating theme that we have here on Freakishly Well-Behaved Kids, is that like having consistency and stability is what makes people feel good, but to be able to have some flexibility connected to that. So because for lots of us, we're lucky enough to have the holidays off, right, or at least some time off during the holidays, there you don't have to be as tightly scheduled maybe, and that's, you know, part of the benefit. But in the same way, there's something about having some sense of a schedule that is settling to the soul. So to be able to do that for yourself, and that fills that well back up on putting things that fill that well back up on the schedule, but also being able to do it for however you define family, I think can be helpful.
Definitely.
Yes. So let's also talk about some of these other things that we wanted to discuss for sure today, like setting holiday expectations. So what is some of the things that you're doing around that, Faye, that have kept you in this day before Christmas Eve perfectly whelmed state? So what are some of the expectations that you've been working on?
So I've kind of been setting expectations around the people that are outside of my immediate family. So, you know, letting friends know I won't be available on Christmas Day, but I'd love to, you know, set something up with you guys at a different time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told my boyfriend that that's like a really sacred family time. So like, I'll see you a different time. So it's kind of like letting the people around, you know, like I will make time for you, but mm-hmm. it's not going to be on Christmas Day for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, it's like those holiday non-negotiables that we talked about last time, but then even following through even more so with like not just your own expectations, but managing the expectations of the people around you, right? So that, again, this is something that you can also do, you know, with your children. And this is why it's so valuable to have these conversations, because they don't just apply to us as adults, no matter where we are developmentally, but they also apply to our kids and our relationships with our kids. And I think if everybody does better when they know what to expect. So being able to go back to that and say like, okay, so here's how the day is going to go, or here's kind of how we think the day is going to go. And remember that when we go to grandma's house, that she cooks the pasta differently than I do. Or remember that, you know, the expectation is that there's a kid's table and an adult's table. Or remember that, you know, these are the manners that I really want to see that you use when exchanging gifts, or, you know, whatever those are, is that there is an expectation that you're going to say thank you. There is an expectation that you're going to show gratitude. And these may sound like really simple things, but I think practicing that with your children is also a really good idea. So one is modeling, you know, some of those things, but the other is practicing that, because people do that in different kinds of ways. I can give you one example is my son, who is 18, he's kind of he's not a talkative person except when he wants to be. So for the most part, he's not talkative. And so if you give him a gift, he's going to say, thank you. He's not going to make a big deal over it. And I know that for some people who are gifters are more sensitive to that. And so just, you know, talking to him about how he could recognize that the person actually gets hurt when he only says thank you, and how does he want to handle that? Let's practice some ways about that. So you can do that, and you can do that with young children too. I mean, adultish person, but you can do that in a variety of different ways. So setting all these things are really overlap, right? Not overcommitting, holiday non-negotiables, setting expectations, taking time to fill your own cup, right? All of those things. Faye, can you think of some other things that, you know, around that are kind of highlighted for you this particular holiday season when you're practicing being perfectly whelmed?
Yeah, so I think this transfers really well into this next point that I had wrote in my notes. I feel like personal policy is kind of similar to holiday expectations, but maybe in a different way. Policy being like, I won't be doing.
Yes.
So, you know, there are certain family events that you feel like a huge obligation to go to. And I really, I'm a firm believer in saying like, no, that is not going to, you know, fill my holiday with joy. I'm going to sit this one out and being okay with that, you know, not feeling like you have to be everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, again, this is part of what we wind up modeling, right? Like, so one of the things for our holidays is we're spending it with a family who have young children, and we're a very quiet family, and they are not as quiet. And I know I get a little overwhelmed sometimes. So I will model for my adultish kids is that I'm going to go take a walk and get, you know, and calm down that way. When my children were younger, I used to just kind of check out and no matter honestly who we were spending holidays with and say like, you know what, I'm not going to do the cookie decorating. Instead, I'm going to do something else. And that's okay to do. It's okay to say like, I don't need to be involved in every aspect. So you get an opportunity to model that for your children. But I also think that giving your children like permission to do that is an important piece too. And you know what it reminds me of, Faye, is like going to like Disney, for example, where you see sometimes you see parents be like, we're in Disney World, we are going to do everything and have so much fun, and it becomes a disaster because you're not gauging it to like the pace of the actual day and getting tired and getting hungry and needing to go to the bathroom. And I think those same things kind of apply here, is that there's so much excitement around the holidays that sometimes we lose track of what, that our cups are empty or that our children's cups are empty and what they need to fill those back up.
Right. And like sometimes you end up overcommitting, which is like, yeah. So that's why I set that personal policy. Overcommitting for me is way too overwhelming for the holidays.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that would be for kids and parents too.
Right, right. And again, if we feel that way as adults, so, you know, how we may express that is going to definitely look different than how children may express that. So your children might become, you know, ornery or have a tantrum or not feel so good, you know, belly problems. All of those things are linked to that. And so being, you know, no one knows your child better than you as a parent. And so just being alert for, you know what, I think they're starting to get hangry. I think they're needing some sleep or even to step out of this situation. So we just have another minute or two left, but I know you had a question for me, Faye. So do you want to go ahead and ask it and see if I can handle your, come up with an answer?
Yeah, sure. So my question was, what is your best suggestion or tip for dealing with stressful families during the holidays?
Okay. So when you are stressed out by a family member, I think the best thing to do is like, honestly, kind of pregame it, right? So by pregame it, all I mean is like you can anticipate that this person is going to kind of push your stress buttons. And so practicing even like in front of a mirror or how you want to protect yourself from being overwhelmed by that stress. I also think knowing how to get out of a stressful situation is going to be helpful. Like, what's my way out? You know what? I gotta go. This is as late as I wanted to stay. I think too, another alternative to that is having like a safe person. And I think we talked about this last time, having like a code word or a signal where like, I need to step away from this current situation or this, you know, I need to get out of this conversation with this family member because they are raising, you know, my stress level. You are in charge of that. And I think ultimately that's the part that, you know, to just honor is like, I'm in charge of allowing this person to vampire me and take away the joy and peace that the holidays are really about. So sounds way easier than it actually is, and that's why it's about practice. But Faye, I'm going to go ahead and give you the last word. So what do you want people to really take with them into the holidays so that they can be perfectly well?
I would say take care of yourself. Make sure that you're, you know, setting proper expectations. And yeah, stick with your non-negotiables.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. So if you guys can hold on to that and walk into the holidays with that, I think that you will walk out of the holidays really still feeling centered and not like you got derailed and have to recalibrate. We'll see you in the next year, and we'll talk about recalibration when we get there. So have a very happy holiday. Take care of yourself. And thank you as always, Faye.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everybody.